Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Wayne Cummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cisco Carlos. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cisco Carlos. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is hit by the pitch. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. There goes Stanley. The throw from Josephson to Aparicio, and Stanley is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick hits a fly ball into right field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Cummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Northrup moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. McCraw moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive towards first. Cash catches it and steps on first to double up Ward. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 1 in the game. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Cummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cisco Carlos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlos is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Pete Ward. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. one out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Matchick moves to second. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 2 in the game. Cummer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlos juggles the ball. That's an error on Carlos. Matchick moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Willie Horton pinch hits for Denny McLean. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matchick scores. Wirt moves to third. Cummer moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Dick Trusiewski pinch runs for Willie Horton. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Wirt scores. Cummer moves to third. Trusiewski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to home to get Cummer. Trusiewski moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Trusiewski scores. McAuliffe scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Frien is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Northrup moves to third. Frien moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matchick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Pat Dobson now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Bill Voss now playing right field. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer is 0 for 3 in the game. Cummer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry, who is chasing the ball. Cummer reaches third base with a triple. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Cummer scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw juggles the ball. That's an error on McCraw. McAuliffe moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.